In 2014, Glenn Turner, a public servant working for the Office of Environment and Heritage, was murdered whilst investigating illegal land clearing in Cropper Creek, northern New South Wales. Following the heart-wrenching story of his cold-blooded murder and a devastated rural community, the new feature documentary Cultivating Murder aims to bring to light the consequences of broad-scale land clearing. Joining us this morning to talk about this heartbreaking call for social change is Director Gregory Miller. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Look, firstly, can you tell us a bit about what happened to Glenn Turner?
Yeah, so Glenn was investigating land clearing, and they'd had a report. He worked for the government environment agency, Office of Environment and Heritage. They got a report. They went out to investigate. They came upon an area where there was land clearing taking place. And they got out of their car, they took photos. But basically, what happened was that the man who was doing that clearing went back to his shed, got a gun, and came out and shot Glenn dead. But it didn't happen quite that simply. He actually held them hostage, really, for about 40 minutes, and sort of pursued them around the vehicle on this very very deserted country road. And shot Glenn, shot at him about 8 or 9 times, and hit him 3 times, and finally he was killed. But it was a very drawn out event, and very cruel, and quite unusual, really, a very strange thing to happen, because this farmer was actually one of the wealthiest farmers in New South Wales. Personally, his personal fortune might have been around, $70-80 million. So very odd and strange thing to happen, and that's why, we wanted to make the film, to sort of really try and find out why, how could this happen?
So the film investigates this tragic and bizarre murder, but it also goes on to speak more about the broad impact that this murder had. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, well, it's whilst the film tells the story of, 3 of the main people who are sort of connected in some way with that murder, it's all about a rural area. It's all about what's going on in New South Wales, but also in Queensland and in other states where sort of illegal clearing of land was taking place for the purpose of sort of increasing the value of the property, basically. In either being able to grow crops or just on sell it, because once you've cleared the trees off a piece of land and improved it a little bit, its value goes up up to 4 or 5 times. So it's become a real crisis in New South Wales. Very interestingly, this election in Queensland, there was quite a bit of mention of land clearing there, because there's a big issue of land clearing in Queensland. Since Campbell Newman's government, they threw out all the rules and basically said, you can go for it. And this election hopefully will see that some of the rules will be brought back in, and there'll be some common sense and also some science employed in how you decide what can be cleared and what can't, because a lot of scientists, a lot of environmentalists and people, and just anecdotally, small farmers working in those areas know that you need vegetation in the landscape for a whole lot of reasons, not just aesthetic reasons. It's that you need them for the animals, you need them for the insects, and this is a big problem with land clearing, and it's what people don't really understand, that taking out paddock trees can be quite devastating. And it can become extreme where there are no pollinators left in the landscape, for instance. So that in some places in the world now, that pollination is hand done. It's done by farm workers, because they've destroyed all the insects, for instance. So this is what we're looking at in Australia. It's quite a dramatic future if we don't take hold of it and sort of get proper rules and proper regulation, and so that people know why it's important to preserve forests and preserve native vegetation. It's a big issue.
Gregory, what was the kind of reception to you when you turned up in these rural areas and started investigating the issue?
Yeah, I had a couple of people in very close to the, where the incident took place in that area called place. It's a little town called Cropper Creek near Moree. The attitude when I arrived and the attitude that's still there is quite I don't know how you put it. I think you call it negative, aggressive. I came upon people who would talk to me initially and then would clam up. People who were happy to sort of, you know, be in the film and then didn't want to be in it. So the people who are in the film, and particularly one of the characters, a small farmer, she and her husband bought their kids up on their farm. It's not a huge property, but they're cropping. They're growing crops in the same way that everyone else is up there, but they have they've realised that it's not sustainable, and they have, you know, come out and made some public statements, and they've been in the film, and they're very brave because they even today are being harassed by others up in that area. And when this film's been in release, we're releasing it around the country, and we wanted to take the film back to Moree and show it, and we were told there by various people that Glenn Turner got what he deserved, and which is to be shot and killed. And that attitude's still very strong up there. I hope it will change. I think what we saw in Queensland on the weekend with the election could indicate that there's some shift in people's opinions about issues like this.
It is quite incredible that someone could be murdered just doing their job. Now, that attitude that you speak of, you know, like that Mr. Turner got what he deserved, that obviously doesn't start in a week or two. That kind of bias or prejudice, if you like, against the sort of rule of law must go back a fair while.
Yeah, it does. It goes back. It's something about the culture of that exists out there. It's very deep, it does have to. Somehow it has to sort of shift. There has to be some sense that people who are out in isolated places aren't laws unto themselves, that they are part of the system. And that there are reasons why you have these regulations. It's the same people, in fact, who are stealing the water in New South Wales from South Australia. It is some of it is the same farmers. The cotton industry up there certainly is taking out a lot of water, and others. So there's an attitude there of sort of entitlement, and it's something that really has to be discussed. It has to become open. There has to be a sort of, you know, bringing these people into the conversation. Because you can understand, it's quite easy if you're out on an isolated property. You know, you don't really feel part of the system that much, I guess. And you feel you can do what you want. And that attitude has prevailed there. It's also an attitude, though. It's a lazy attitude because it's one about being able to make as much money as you can out of your bit of dirt, and sure, that's what farmers are about. But farmers need to also be custodians because, in the end, they're kind of the ones who have got control of the bit of land, and you know, there needs to be a sense that they are going to look after it into the future. And that's what is written into the laws, and that's why a lot of the rules are the way they are. They're about sustainability. And every farmer should be into that, and I think good farmers are. You know, it's not as if all farmers are doing this, and actually the ones who are doing it the most often are the very big corporate-type farmers, big family outfits or international money, but you know, not only. You know, there's a lot of... often the big farmers want to do it because they want to mechanise and industrialise the landscape so that it's kind of laser levelled flat. They can run unmanned machinery across the property, and it's all about saving money.
Now, Gregory, this film seems to have everything, greed, crime, political intrigue. So, and we have the Adelaide premiere happening this Wednesday at the Mercury Cinema.
Yeah, we do. It's on at 6:30, and there's going to be a season as well at the Mercury, but this is the launch, and, you know, we hope to get people along. This is not an issue that is quite as prevalent in South Australia, because you have a sort of number of rules in place, and they are working to some degree. But I think the message of the film is you can't ever sort of become complacent with these things, because they can change very quickly in front of you, which is what we saw happen in Queensland and New South Wales. We thought there were laws there in place that were working well, and then suddenly those laws were taken away, and it became a free-for-all. So you can't be complacent about environmental laws. But yes, we would like people to come along, and it'd be great to sort of... We have a discussion, we have a Q&A afterwards, and people can sort of come along. And I've been doing a number of these screenings in other places, and the Q&As are always very, very interesting.
And we understand you have a couple of double passes to give away to this premiere screening on Wednesday evening.
Yep, sure. I guess if people could ring you, is that all right?
Absolutely. If you're interested in seeing the Adelaide premiere of Cultivating Murder, you can call into the station at 7132 5000, and we do have two double passes to give away.
That's right, and if you're unlucky enough to miss out on those two double passes, you can go to the website cultivatingmurder.com.au and get some tickets there for the screening.
Yep, thanks. Yeah, that's right.
Well, Gregory, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Okay, well, good. Thanks for having me on the show.
That was director Gregory Miller speaking about his new feature documentary, Cultivating Murder, which is about the murder of then public servant Glenn Turner in New South Wales in 2014 by a very wealthy farmer. For more information about the documentary, and as we mentioned, to buy tickets, head over to cultivatingmurder.com.au, or you can ring in on 7132 5000 for one of two double passes to the screening, 6:30 this Wednesday night at Mercury.
You're on breakfast.